Dear Lord, help us to be open to discovering the new mysteries of our physical makeup that has been hidden from us and the history behind it. Protect our discernment and give us wisdom to separate what is true from what is false. Amen. Mother Claire began, Dear family, lately the Lord has been reminding me of a message He gave me months ago about our DNA and what will be discovered there. Our DNA is like a giant library of movies from the centuries of our ancestors' lives. If you splice them all together, I believe you could see a complete movie from Adam and Eve in the garden until this present day. There are actually imprints of events stored in the chain of your DNA. Jesus took over the conversation. This is partially why people believe in reincarnation. The truth is, the memories are there, but you did not directly live through them. Rather, you see them from the eyes of your ancestors, who were present to them. These are real movies of their experiences imprinted in the DNA chains that can be revisited and replayed. There are things your forefathers experienced that form impressions on your DNA that you will carry with you all your life, unless it is altered, deliberately or accidentally. I can alter your DNA and insert mine in places to help you overcome persistent obstacles in your lives. Much of what you will experience at the River of Life will be a cleansing and releasing them so they may no longer hinder you. You are struggling with one such obstacle, and I will assist you as you obediently take baby steps to move past your former limitations. Beloved, you have done it before. You can do it again. I am equipping you with all you need to conquer these failures in your life. I do save the best wine for last, you know. You have no idea what I have planned for you if you are obedient, consistently. Not obedient today and lax tomorrow. That will get you nowhere. Or rather, should I say, it will get you down into a pity pit. You must be consistent, even when you don't feel like it. You have it in you to press in and keep going, no matter what. If you think I'm exaggerating, look back on your early days in San Francisco. I am asking for that grace, Lord, and the grace to open my heart up when I sing and let what is truly good inside come out. I am so inhibited. Yes, that is one of your problems. But you see, speaking before a group is cultivating a certain presence that helps you outgrow those limitations. You were a very quiet, introverted child. Part of that was indeed your nature, but other parts were your fears. We are overcoming it all. How about it? Will you trust me and begin to open up? They love you. It is safe. And even if it weren't, still you would do it for me as you have in the past. I have so much confidence in you, beloved. I know for a fact you can do this. So let nothing hinder or delay this work any longer. Take my hand and we shall walk through these threatening walls as if they were nothing more than a vapor. Lord, I am going to do this. Jesus, have mercy. Let me see you smile again. That makes it all so worth it. Beloved, you will have so much more than my smile. This will have lasting effects on you and your future generations.